good and your mercy endureth forever.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on, thank him for his mercy. He's good.
God, you are good.
Yeah.
somebody in an unusual time, an unusual moment. We receive you, God. Hallelujah, in your greatness, in your vastness, in your goodness. You're so merciful and faithful, God. Hallelujah. Come on, tell him what you know about him. He said, if you call unto me, I'll answer you. Whoever you call, that's who's gonna answer you. If I call you merciful, then your mercy is mine. If I call you faithful, then your faithfulness is mine. Hallelujah. If I call you healer, then your healing is mine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, holy, holy, God Almighty. Presence is real, Lord.
presence, Lord. We stand amazed in your presence, Lord. Get up in the
worship. I was made for your embrace. worship God in this place. God deserves our praise. He deserves to hear your voice. Lord, we worship you in this place. We magnify you. We honor you, Father. We worship you, God. You deserve it all, God. You deserve all the praise. Come on, come on, come on. Don't watch me. Don't watch me. Don't watch me. God want to hear your voice. God want to hear your voice. Nothing makes God smile more than your voice. Lord, we love you in this place. We magnify you in this place. Oh, we reach out to you, God. God, we know you're always here, but we want to feel your presence, God. We know you're always around, God, but we want you to manifest yourself to us. God, without you, nothing can happen in here. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your son. Thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit. Thank you for my sister. Thank you for my brother. Thank you for this church. Thank you for our apostle, God. God, thank you for we come to church in a clean atmosphere, God. Thank you that we can come receive a word from you, God. God, we have so much to be thankful for. You deserve all the praise, God. You've done things for us we don't even recognize you've done. You protected us from things we didn't know we need protection from, God. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for bringing us through. Thank you for bringing us through. God, thank you for bringing us through. Oh, we worship in this place, God. We don't want it to be the same this morning, God. We don't want it to be usual, God. We want unusual, God. We worship you in this place, God. Oh, how we love you. 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 Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for what you're going to do this morning. God, we're not focused on anything but you. We're not thinking about our problems. We're not thinking about our situations. We're not thinking about what we need. God, right now, all we need is you. So all our attention is focused on you. Father, we know whatever we focus on expands. So God, we want you to expand in this place. Wall to wall, fill us up with everything you want us to have, God. Thank you for what you're going to say to us this morning. I thank you for every family that is represented here. Thank you for those that are watching by internet, by LeroyThompson.tv, by Periscope, Facebook, however they're watching and wherever they're watching, God. May the same presence that is resting in this place, may it rest also where they are, God. God, we be sure to give you all the glory, all the honor for what you're going to do this morning. Father, thank you that you have your hand on our government. On our national government, on our state government, on our local government. God, no matter what happens, we know that you're in control. So we pray for all our elected officials, Father. Father, you said that the heart of the king is in your hand, and you can turn it whichever way you want. So God, we trust in what you said. You're not a man that you should lie. If you said it, you'll make it good. So God, we're not going to get in arguments or anything about that. We're just going to focus on what you said. The heart of the king is in your hands. God, we give you all the glory, all the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody say amen. Love on somebody next to you. This is a place of love. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When you finish loving on the person next to you, behind you, you can be seated. Amen. Amen. I'm glad we can come to a church. You may be seated. You come to a church where you know you're going to hear a word from God. You know things are going to happen in your favor. Seated.
Are there any first-time visitors here this morning with us? You may have been with us on a Wednesday night or another special event, but this is your first time here on a Sunday morning. I want to see your hand. Just wave it at me. Anybody here for the first time? Amen. 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 First time, anybody? Amen. If you see somebody around you, love on them. Amen. I want to also let you know that I expect to see all y'all in Columbus this Thursday and Friday. You say, well, man, I've got to work. I can't go. Yeah, you can. You can go. You can go on LeroyThompson.tv. This Thursday and Friday, Apostle will be in Columbus, Ohio. We hadn't been, we hadn't been on the road the whole summer, but this is the first time Apostle's going out in about maybe 3 months. And so you can expect that he's probably overloaded. He's probably full to the brim. So we don't know what to expect to happen in Columbus. All I can tell you is that whatever happens is going to be good for you to hear. Amen. So it'll be this Thursday and Friday. For us, Columbus is on Eastern Standard Time. So let me think this through. If the meeting starts at 7, what time it starts here? At 6. All right, so Thursday night it'll be 6 p.m. here. Those watching the internet is Eastern Time. But for Central Standard Time, it'll be 6 p.m. Friday morning, the meeting starts at 10:30 there. So it is 9:30 here. And then again, Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So it'll be 6 o'clock here. So if you show up at 7 and the apostle's about finished, that's not my fault. Amen. But I want to encourage you, you need to make time to set time aside. Make plans to watch the Money Coming to You conference online. There's a reason why I believe in technology. I believe God gave us technology. Everybody's using it for what they want to use it for, but I believe technology was born to spread the gospel and to put us in places that we couldn't normally be in. So some of you cannot physically be in Columbus, but you can be there by LeroyThompson.tv. So it's a Thursday night, Friday morning, and Friday night. You don't want to miss it. Amen, Apostle?
Three major things we've been dealing with. We know it's the body of Christ have not really tapping these things that they should. Money, racism, and health. Those three things. We sort of skimmed through those things, but actually they are things that God wants us to know. And so, you know, I don't know, our ministry had been chosen to deal with this, and so I had begun to deal with it. You do not want to forfeit yourself of the right of the health classes. How many of y'all did not hear the health class? How many of y'all were not available? You didn't hear it. Right, just put your hand up. I'm not trying to. Okay. I'm not trying. I want you to go ahead and make yourself available to it. It is so important at this time that the church come to grip with the fact that a lot of things we are praying about is actually our fault. And we can change them without praying. And that don't sound too spiritual, do it? But actually, it's something that are happening to us, we're permitting it to happen. And so what the Holy Ghost have tried to do is try to explain it and give insight of how to turn things around. Because I must say it, I try to get around it. More sickness and diseases is from eating. I can't get away from it, you see. So how I change it? There's absolutely nothing that your body can't reverse. And those things are important. And then, you know, I dealt with superiority and inferiority. The Lord has given us a glimpse that all of us who are in Christ, what race, what culture, what background, what color, we're brothers and sisters. And the church has to emanate that. If the church don't emanate it, and there's no reason to be broke. So those are three subjects, man, that, you know, kind of call you out. It'll call you out, and then you have to do something. You know, we like to lay it at the altar. And the elders and the preachers pray for us. And we got it made, start clapping, you know. No, but it's some things we have to do. And so I want y'all to live long, strong, happy, blessed. And Jesus provided for us. And so it's up to us as ministers to not only give information, but give instruction. Instruction is something you have to carry out. I remember listening, and then we'll go ahead and sing, and then I remember listening to a minister who talks about prosperity and wealth, and one of the things he says is that prosperity is not so much a promise. Wealth is not so much a promise, it's a covenant. So it means it's something you got to do. You can pray about it and read it and say about it, but it's a covenant. A covenant is a contract between two parties. And so if you're not prosperous, it doesn't mean God didn't keep his part. So what I try to do is try to teach you and train you that you know how to walk in your part, that it can happen to you. It make life better. If we receive what God had provided for us, it makes life a whole lot better. How many like the better life? Yeah, and that's why we're here. We're here to hear from our Father, to make connection, and to find out what God is saying to us today, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen?
Go right ahead.
Hallelujah. It's time to live on top of the world, amen? It's time to live on top of the world, amen? God's already worked it out. We're about to smile, amen? Come on, put your hands together, church. Come on, put your hands together, church. Come on, y'all, put your hands together.
Let's get back to Eden.
When God made man. done it. It's time to live. He's already paid for it. It's time to live it. I don't know about you, but I don't want to just talk about it. I'm ready to live this life, to live on top of the world. Live on top of the world. Come on and say live. It's time to live. Live on top of the world. It's time to live. Live on. He's already worked it out. Live on. He's about to make us smile. Live on top of the world. He's done it in my money, in my wealth, in my heart, in my health. It's already done. I'm ready to live it. It's already won. We can do it. It's our time to live it. Live on top. It's already done and I'm ready. Yeah. It's done in my money. It's done in my health. It's done in my money. It's done in my wealth. It's done in my family. In my business too. I'm so ready to live it. How about you? Come on, say, I'm ready to live. Live on top. Live on top of the world. Teaching all of that he's put into us. Are you ready to live it? In your money, in your wealth, in your body, in your health, in your family, in your business too. Hallelujah. Come on, it's a new time. It's a brand new day. Hallelujah. Come on, sing it like it's new, because we're in a new moment right here. Come on. Hallelujah. Hey, hey. If you know who you are, come on, pick your feet up just a little bit. Come on, don't let your feet stay planted on the ground. You're about to go somewhere. Hallelujah. See your glory on us.